How do you even play soccer in Australia? Won't the ball just kind of fall off? Like, the world? Isn't that how that works? Hello and welcome to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the best sports show here on KGNU. On this show, I normally bring you the best sports news and stories from across the Front Range, but today, we are going international, and that is because the Women's World Cup has been underway all the way in the land down under where the kangaroos roam. That's right, I'm talking about the place where the spiders are as big as you are and the sharks live in the tap water, Australia. Here in the good old United States, men's soccer tends to be a sport that definitely does not get the kind of love that it does in other countries. I mean, we don't even call it by the same name, but when it comes to women's soccer, that is a different story. In the World Cup, the U.S. women's national team is shooting for its third straight title. That is three straight World Cup championships. That is beyond insane. And what brings this story about a national team to your ears here on KGNU is two players on it. I'm talking about Lindsey Horan and Sophia Smith. Both of these women hail from the Rocky Mountain State, just up the road from us stationed here in Boulder, Colorado. Horan comes from Golden, Colorado, and she played at Golden High School, and Smith comes from Windsor, Colorado. She played over at Fossil Ridge High School. You better believe they are representing Colorado to the best of their abilities so far because they have scored every goal for Team USA in this World Cup. That's right, no one on Team USA from any other state has scored a goal in these 2023 World Cup games but these two. Team USA's first game was a 3-0 win over Vietnam to kick off the event, and Smith got busy fast and scored the first goal for Team USA in the 14th minute, then followed it up in the 52nd minute with her second goal of the game, and then Horan added to it when she put the third goal in the 77th minute to solidify the victory. Next up for Team USA was the Netherlands, who played Team USA this last Wednesday, and things were a little bit tougher in that one. Team USA was actually trailing, weirdly enough, for the first half of this game. Thankfully, Horan came through right at the beginning of the second half to even things up between the two teams. But that, unfortunately, was all that Team USA could muster, as they would tie to end the World Cup game, which just feels wrong. And the World Cup, the biggest event in the sport, you're going to tell me they're ending in a tie? Come on now, this isn't recess. They need to find out who a winner is and play till that. Regardless, though, Coloradans are carrying the workload for Team USA, who is taking on another tough opponent in their next match against Portugal at 1 a.m. on August 1st. So if you're a night owl, make sure you bust out your American flag and cheer on Team USA and fellow Coloradans as they look to three-peat in the Women's World Cup. And that is just about all I got for you here today on KGNU. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for more, and make sure to cheer on your Team USA. Until next time, I'm Jimmy Searfoss here on KGNU.